From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
LFG, DM Deep Dive time, y'all.
Maria, what do we have in the DMs today?
Hello. Okay, well, Anna says, what does Mocha eat for breakfast? Anna is an 8-year-old listener who listens every morning.
Yeah. It varies. Most days it's yogurt with berries and some peanut butter. Sometimes, like what I had today, was a big bowl of oatmeal that had peanut butter, banana, and berries as well.
We should also clarify that you eat your breakfast here. You don't have breakfast at home and then come to work.
No.
You bring your breakfast to work and eat it while you're already here. So these are all things that I'm assuming travel well.
Yeah,
right?
Put them in a container, bring them to work. Like Ross said, don't eat at home, eat here at work. And then throughout the show, I'll have like a protein bar, I'll have grapes, I'll have almonds, I'll have an apple. Up until it's time to leave.
It's crazy to me that you can eat.
Yeah, just like while we're playing songs sometimes, right? Just like a quick snack.
I know. Yeah. But the amount that you can eat where I really never even notice you eating. Every now and then I see you take like a bite of something with a spoon.
Uh-huh.
But that's every now and then. Like you eat all that so discreetly that it's actually quite incredible, I would say.
There you go, Anna. Next DM, please. Maria.
All right. Jade said, Maria, did you end up doing 75 hard? How is it going?
Remind everyone again what 75 hard is, because we heard this, I think it was like your first week working on the show back in August, where you said you were going to participate in the 75 hard. Yeah. What is that?
A cult.
Ross called it a cult.
It is a cult.
So 75 hard is like a mental challenge where you work out twice a day. You have to read a chapter of a book. You have to drink a gallon of water a day. There's no alcohol. You have to follow like a cleaner diet and take a picture every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say that I have been doing it.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Oh, when did you start though?
I started it on the 16th of October.
Yeah.
So, I'm doing something called, there's like 75 hard and 75 soft. So I'm doing kind of a mix of both.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
No. You're doing 75 soft because the soft include or allow you to drink alcohol?
Like, you can have, like, one every so often, and I had one the other day. Anyways, I really needed it.
Because the thing about the 75 hard cult, right, is that if you mess up once, like, if you have a chocolate chip, you have to start the 75 over again, right?
Yeah.
And also, the guy who created it has zero credentials and is a complete douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, so I will say
75 soft is working for you.
Yeah. You know what? I've been really consistent.
Uh-huh.
I've been working out twice a day. I've lost like 6 pounds.
Yeah.
Since I started, I put on more muscle mass. I feel better.
Yeah.
I've been reading, which is like honestly another thing that I really wanted to like kind of instill in my daily life because I would never read before. So I've been reading every day, which is nice.
And you can still drink, right?
Hey.
Yay. 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 I only limit my drinking though, like on occasion.
Yeah, but that every weekend is an occasion.
No, it's not.
2 weeks ago, Maria, you and I were talking, right? Mm-hmm. Not on the radio. Maria and I were talking about like just healthy eating and being active and like working out and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And then Maria had mentioned she was going to go on like a healthy kick. I guess it was going to be for this.
Yeah.
75 soft, right?
Yeah.
I asked her about drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, there was a long pause. And she's like, well, I'm going out this weekend to celebrate the birthday, so I can't start it then. And then there was another pause. She's like, and then the weekend after that, I have to go. So I can't start until after that.
So basically what you're doing is reading.
No,
and
I'm
working out.
Out twice a day.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Where do you find the time to work out twice a day? Like, you're not doing it before the show starts.
No. So right after the show, once I'm done everything, I'll go to the gym.
Yeah.
I'll work out. And then I'll go home, finish the rest of my work. And then I'll do either, like, a workout in my basement.
Yeah.
Or what I'll do is if I have, like, more time in my day, I'll do, like, two workouts back to back.
Oh, damn.
But remember, in 75 hard, one of the workouts has to be outside.
Oh.
Yes. So, so like a walk or a jog.
And so if it's a snowstorm and there's a foot of snow on the ground and you can't go outside, you have to start over.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Then I'm but you can't control the snow. I'm not working out outside when it's raining.
You can't control the weather. Can't do 75 hard. This is why that's a horrible thing. It's terrible. Anyway,
How much research did you do into 75 hard?
Just that day when she mentioned it.
Okay.
And I don't know why it was so easy for me to find out that it was a cult and it was so difficult for Maria to realize it was a cult.
I've been working out twice a day and I've been reading. I'm proud of that. Okay. Thank you very much.
We celebrate wins on this show. Congratulations, Maria. That's amazing.
Nobody's ever going to not applaud that.
Next DM, please.
Okay. Victoria said, would you rather be able to remember all of your dreams? And then in brackets, she wrote, no more forgetting once you wake up.
Okay.
Or would you rather be able to re-experience one dream a week, but VR style?
Ooh.
So virtual reality,
I'm picking the VR one. Yeah, because my dreams are wild. And if I know going into the situation that it's VR, it's not real, like a demon's really not going to get me.
Right.
I'll do that. Why not? Yes.
I haven't remembered a dream in I don't know how many, how long, decades.
Yeah. Like, but wouldn't you like to, like, know?
No, because what if I dream about really depraved things?
Oh, yeah. Facts.
Right? Like, right now, I wake up, I am clean.
Uh-huh.
I have nothing, I carry nothing over from the night. So I don't know what I would do. But if I did remember my dreams, I would for sure take the VR option.
Yeah.
100%.
I think everyone, what are you guys saying? Maria,
what are
you going
to do? Do you get to pick the dream, though? Because what if you have, like, a nightmare and that was the only dream you had?
No, let's say 7 nights, it's a roulette wheel where you can do VR on one of your dreams. So let's say, you know, you're with, you get married in one dream. You're with Channing Tatum and Patrick Dempsey in another dream. Let's say you're rich in another dream, and let's say there's monsters in the other three. You spin the wheel, and you have to VR one of those.
I'm going to get the monsters every week.
I'm taking my chances, too. Yeah.
Damn it, Maury, quickly.
No way VR.
No way VR?
No, I don't want to, like, sometimes, no, because a lot of my dreams, they're not sexy dreams. Like, sometimes, like, something bad happens to Matthew, and I don't want to, like, see that in VR.
Oh my God. Wow. Do you know what kind of real life you have to live in order to dream that you're part, like,
but
something terrible is happening to your partner?
In fairness, I always tell him when something bad happens to him. When I wake up, I'm like, something bad happened to you again last night.
Oh my God. Jim, what's your answer?
Maury kills Matthew every night in his dreams. It's so crazy.
Man, to be honest with you, I just try to stay alive. Yeah. That CPAP machine is kind of loud.
Thank you for all of your DMs. These are the conversations that happen because of them. So keep them coming in. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
DM Deep Dive time, y'all. The part of the show where we go through the DMs that you are sending in to us and we discuss.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Renata wants to know, if you found a genie in a lamp or a bottle and it had 3 wishes for each of us, what would our wishes be? Keep in mind, though, she says the next person besides you can mess up the previous person's wish.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So if we're sitting in, like, a circle, the next person can mess you up.
Okay. So we have to play by genie rules, though, right? Because genie rules are you can't kill someone, you can't make someone fall in love, and you can't bring somebody back from the dead. Those are the three.
Oh, I thought you can't wish for more wishes, because then.
Well, yeah, that too. I think that's the other one.
Mm-hmm. I'd wish for more wishes.
But if Maury's going after you, he could just say, I wish Mocha's wishes never come true. And he could completely screw you and himself at the same time. There's only one answer to this question.
Okay, go.
And I've thought about the genie question for my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ever since I heard about a genie.
Okay, I'm interested.
In the whole thing. Because somebody could say, hey, listen, I want $1 million. And then boom. But then the genie messes with you. And there's $1 million at home. But it turns out you stole it. And then you go to prison for the rest of your life.
Sure.
Like, there's too many ways a genie can mess with you. Mm-hmm. Right? If you have one wish, right? There is only one answer to the genie question. And that is, I wish to have the ability to create new genies.
But those genies could also mess with any of your other wishes.
But I would just use all my wishes. So I would say, Mocha, you're now a genie, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I would rub your lamp
Bruh.
Gently.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I would turn Maria into a genie and then somebody else into a genie. And then you keep just turning people into genies. And
but how's that going to benefit you?
Because you get your unlimited wishes.
But each one of those genies, like all of us, like Maria Genie, Shem Genie, Mori Genie, Mocha Genie,
mm-hmm.
could every single time you ask us for something.
Yeah.
We like all four of us could mess with you.
I know, but then I just make another genie and I ask the question until I get the right answer.
Oh, until you get a genie that's yes, going
to
be cool.
There's only one way to get unlimited wishes.
So how are we making money?
Which is the ability to create new genies.
No, we just turn into genies.
So but you I want money. Only use one wish, not three.
No, what I would do is I would use one. I mean, if we're being frivolous here, I would say I want to live in a climate that's between 18 and 29 every single day with three hard days of rain per month.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Amazing.
That's all I want.
Amazing.
That's all I want. And I would also
I'd want a fridge that never ran out of food.
Sure, but what
you
could
live
be,
life like that right now? Though.
Sure, but it could all be spoiled food in the fridge more. That's what I would do if I was your genie.
Yeah,
right.
Or as you say, you're allergic to olives,
which is all
right.
I know.
It'd your be fridge all would just olives. Be full of olives.
There you go. There's your food.
Damn it. I'd be in heaven.
Shem, your wish.
I want my lamp rubbed gently.
Oh, okay, so let's say I'm your genie, Shem,
okay.
And you rub my lamp, right?
Yeah.
And then I can grant you, say, three wishes. So.
I want unlimited money.
Okay.
Unlimited. Okay. I want to live forever. I know that.
Forever?
You can't do that. That's part of the rules.
Oh, I can't.
No.
Five wives?
What?
Five wives. That's like his first wish wasn't to send him to hell, Maury.
Damn.
Maria, stop giving me side eye. You know what?
You just got married.
Maria, what would the house be like right now if you and four other women had to share one guy?
No.
Hell.
No.
Yeah, probably.
Hell.
No.
Right?
No. Like the Bachelor. Hell.
Thank you.
And that guy had a sleep apnea machine.
Yes. Hell.
Yo, why you hating, man?
Damn. Okay, cool.
Shoot.
Next DM, please.
All Maria. Right. Jordan says, can you ask Shem on the DM deep dive if his teeth are fake? If not, how does he get them that hella white?
Wow.
Love the show.
My teeth are not fake.
Uh-huh.
Do you
use whitening on it?
No, I don't. I used to use Crest white strips like crazy when I was in university. Uh-huh. And I used to also use whitening toothpaste. I used to be almost obsessive, unhealthy obsessive with brushing my teeth to make sure that they were as white as they could be. But no, they are not fake.
But also, Shem doesn't drink coffee and no wine,
yeah,
no nothing like that.
And I don't
that,
smoke
right?
or do anything
no,
like
no,
that. No,
no, no.
no.
That's how you get good
stuff. Apple juice and water, baby.
Woo!
like
a baby.
Anything like you need to know about Shem, all it is apple juice, water, and Jesus.
Yeah.
That's your description of Shem right there. Yo, we got time for one more DM, please.
All right. Amanda says, hey, Maria, I hope you can tell Roz and Mocha how much their show has helped me since becoming a mom. Listening to the show live every morning in May of 2020 when my son was born helped me keep myself sane in the chaos of becoming a new mom during the pandemic. Aww. Now with my second baby, I've been loving listening to the podcast with my AirPods as I rock my daughter to sleep. The theme music for the DM Deep Dive is a perfect baby bouncing tempo. I love you all.
Well, we love you right back, Amanda. Thank you for your years of support. Thank you for sharing the Roz and Mocha Show with your kids and for sharing the time that you have with us and our show. And thank you, everyone, for sending in your DMs. Keep them coming in. Any of the Kiss social accounts or Maria's personal social accounts, hit her up there as well, and she brings the DMs to the show. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
DM Deep Dive time, y'all. Let's get into it.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Well, Keith wants to know, who is everyone's doppelganger? I think Roz looks like Wolfman Jack.
Do you even know who that is, Maria?
I had to Google it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's kind of scary, though.
Hold on. Wolfman Jack.
That is incredible.
What is it?
Wow.
That's an old person who wrote that. Keith.
Yeah.
He's old. You know who Wolfman Jack is, right, Maura?
Oh, my God, yeah. He had a radio show, right?
Yep. I think so, yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Like a little, but.
Yeah. Let me see the picture you're looking at. Let me see the picture you're looking at.
This one. Well, first of all, it's black and white. He's wearing a jacket similar to the one that you're wearing today.
Stop it already.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh my God. Stop. I can't tell them apart.
You guys are such jerks.
Maria,
man.
Who is your doppelganger?
Okay, so I get told that I look
like... Oh, we talked about this recently,
yeah,
didn't we?
Who? I get told that I look like Hailey Bieber a lot.
Uh-huh.
Miley Cyrus and Emmy Rossum. But, like, I get Hailey Bieber, I'm not kidding you, like, 4 times a week.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, out in public, people be like, you look exactly like Hailey Bieber. And I'm like, thank you so much.
Hailey Bieber could walk in this room right now and I wouldn't know what Hailey Bieber looks like.
Yeah, you would, you liar.
I wouldn't know it was Hailey Bieber. If Hailey Bieber walked in right now,
yeah,
you would have to tell me that's Hailey Bieber.
Well, you think she like works in our sales department or something?
I'm just saying, if she was in the building or like coming in, I don't know what she did. Maybe she won a contest.
We've done stories. Won a contest. We've done stories like talking about Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, but usually, it doesn't imprint on me. Oh, though, okay. Right? Okay. Like it does. And I don't think that she's that unique. No offense, Maria. I'm not saying that. Listen, she's not.
Sometimes it'd be your own, huh?
It's your generic
Keep
brand.
Going. Keep going. Finish no the sentence,
frills.
Please.
Yeah, we say Maria's no frills Bieber. No. I mean, yeah. Haley? No frills Haley
no,
Bieber?
That's
Walmart version.
That's not what I'm saying at all. Next to DM. I
just want to move
okay,
on quick.
Mocha, your doppelganger, who's who? Oh, I don't even know.
The Rock.
Okay. No,
Shem, your doppelganger,
this is going
we
about
all
as well
is...
as I thought it would.
Sterling K. Brown.
Sterling K. Brown. Damn it, Maury.
Rick Moranis or my husband?
Your husband?
What?
People say we're twins all the time.
No.
That's not normal.
No, in the sense that you're both the same height.
No, everyone, we get stopped in grocery stores going, oh my God, are you guys twins?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Like personality-wise?
Call Matthew. You could tell. He'll tell you.
Mocha, I mean, Maury, people don't stop people in grocery stores and go, oh my God, are you twins?
They do. I would not lie about that.
How many times has that happened? Once?
No, like over 20 times.
Okay.
Oh, you're such a liar.
In grocery stores.
Call them.
People are like, people stop you in grocery stores and say, are you twins?
Yes.
No.
There's no way.
I don't know how.
You guys do not look like twins.
We agree, but people say that.
No, you do not look like twins. Anyway. I think maybe they asked that because in their head they're like, maybe they're gay. And then like, well, there's no way that guy would be with that other guy. So they have to be twins, right?
Yeah.
Is that where it goes?
No.
Is that how? No, okay, never mind. Okay, never mind.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Carrie says, Maria, I'm watching my Big Fat Greek Wedding for the first time and to know, is your family a Windex family?
Okay, why is this so funny? Please explain for anyone who has never seen the movie.
Okay, have you guys seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Like forever ago.
Okay, so the father in it always uses Windex on everything, whether it's a cut, a table cleaning, like everything
a
is always
cut?
Windex. Will feed, yeah, like put your elbow in the Windex if you scrape it, whatever. It's just like, I guess, a bit they used. But I will say my family's not a Windex family, but my family preaches with this like cream that comes from Greece, okay?
Okay.
And I don't even know, like there's no ingredient label on it. I don't even know where they get it from, but it's like this honey looking type thing.
Okay. What's it called?
I don't even know.
Okay.
You just buy it in a mason jar
the
and they just
cream.
Send it to your house?
Yeah, like when my family came for my sister's wedding, they brought like 4 tubs of it and I'm like, okay, cool.
So what do you do with it? You can use it to clean?
So you can use it to like... put on like burns, on cuts.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Greek version of polysporin.
Okay.
And I'm not kidding you, it works wonders. Like anyone that comes over to my house and they like hurt themselves or cut themselves, we like give it to them and they're like, oh my God, Maria, like what's in this? And I'm like, I don't know. So my family just says, put that on everything.
So you just like, you dip your hand in it and
no,
pull
like,
it out?
You like wipe it from the little bottle and then you put it on like a scrape or a burn or a cut.
So it's just an ointment, like a triple antibiotic type
but
thing.
But it's just, I don't know what's in it or where they get it from.
But you trust
that's,
it.
That's very disheartening. that whole thing started with one guy going, come on, just rub it on there.
It'll work, I promise.
It'll work, it'll work. And then it did. Right?
See, I told
yes.
you.
Yeah. And now that guy's exhausted.
Yeah. One more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we have to. One more.
All right, AC says, what is the most you've ever paid for a haircut? I was paying $45 with a weight, and now I pay $80 with no weight. Also, Maria, what is the most you've ever paid for your hair?
Okay, Maria, go.
The most I paid was $375.
But is that just cut or is that color? Like,
that's no cut, wash. Just oh. color, wash, and blow dry.
And how long are you there for?
3 hours. Ooh.
So what's the most you've, paid for a haircut?
$50.
$50.
Yeah. Mm,
okay.
Yeah, I'm about the same. $40, $50.
Yeah, I'm 45. Been there like forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cham?
Yeah, probably about the same.
Maury?
Yeah. Henri charges me 45.
45. Who's Henri?
Henri's my hair guy.
Oh. Where
do you never talked about him before.
Oh.
You guys.
Is he the guy that comes to the house?
No, that guy, no. That was a long time
ago. Oh, you stole from him, right?
No, he used to come and drink all my booze.
But didn't you steal from him? Who did you steal from? And then the relationship.
That was the gym.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He's just stolen from so many people. He's lost
just
count.
Admitting to everything right now.
Self-snitching on this show.
Thank you, everybody, for your submissions for the DM Deep Dive. Keep them coming in every day, and we'll talk about them again tomorrow. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Jumping right into it. DM Deep Dive time.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. DJ Cut says, do you wet your toothbrush before or after you put the toothpaste on?
After.
Before.
I'm after.
I'm both.
Mm,
I wet it. Put the stuff on and then wet it again.
Sham?
Yeah, I'm with Maury. I do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, before and after.
I'm always worried that it's going to be so forceful that it'll fall right off and land at the bottom of the sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't wet it afterwards. I just wet it before and then I squeeze it and then right in the mouth.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay.
Right in the mouth.
Yeah.
How many times do you do this a day?
Yeah. Twice?
Sometimes. Wow.
Mostly once, though. Mostly once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a lot or just a little bit?
No, because I usually do it so well the first time that I truly feel that I don't need to do it a second time.
Yeah. Go off, man.
Comments on this video are going to be wild.
Next DM. Brushing your teeth twice a day.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, David says, hey, Maria, huge fan of the show. I have to say, do you guys notice Roz is always so quick to call out a celebrity for fake caring or being fake outraged over something selfish or clout-related reasons. Yet, he never misses a chance to tell his own famous people / clout-related stories anytime the opportunity arises. P.S. Mocha is my favorite.
Hey.
First of all, I don't even know what the hell they're asking. What are they saying?
Submit any examples or anything?
No examples. Just that. Like, you're quick to calling other people for
faking
caring,
what?
But you fake care.
I don't care about anything.
Have you not listened to the show, Ross?
I don't care about anything.
At all.
Let alone fake care.
Or that you try to use clout-related stories.
Oh, you a clout chaser, Ross?
Do I look like a clout chaser?
You know, now
does
that you
he look
it.
Like he has time for clout chasing at
Thank
all?
You.
No, I don't think so.
Where would I put the clout anyway?
On that toothbrush,
right?
Right in the mouth.
Stop. I can only see underneath Maury's monitor right now. I can't see Maury's face, but I could see Maury bouncing, and all I see is his boobs jiggling.
Don't make this about me, clout chaser.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Jay Silva says, I'm going to get the big Marvel fan in the room to answer this. So, Mocha.
Mm.
His question is, what Marvel hero or villain would everyone be? And out of all of them, who would be the hardest to fight or win?
Who would everybody be? Mm-hmm. I could picture Roz being Iron Man. I could picture Maury being... Okay, did you guys watch... did you guys watch Quantumania?
Yes.
Yeah? You remember the guy... what was his name? Dennis? From the original Ant-Man, he was the original villain. And then in Quantumania, he became... Just like the head, the brain inside that machine.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I feel like Maury would be that guy.
Yes.
Mm. I think Shem would be, not because you're black.
Oh, Lord.
What a way to preface this.
Well, I was going to say Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Fair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, fair. You can only be black to be Black Panther, too, right?
Right.
Isn't that the rule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's the rule.
And I would like to have a Black Panther on our team.
Hey, amen.
Thank you.
I think Maria could be Ant-Man, actually.
Okay. Oh.
And you?
Oh, the Hulk.
Oh.
Really?
Yes?
Yeah, I'd be the Hulk.
All right, fair enough.
Because I'm quick to rage.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true.
All right, thank you, everybody, for all of your DMs. We talk about them every single day. So hit us up on any of the KISS social accounts. Maria checks them. You can even DM Maria directly at Maria, PAPADAKISS. And we'll get your question or comment on to the DM Deep Dive. That was fun. Thank you, Maria.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
DM Deep Dive time, the part of the show where we go through our DMs and see what comments and or questions you have for us.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
Okay, well, Russell says, I was watching Friends, the episode where Joey and Rachel go on a date and they tell each other their moves on a first date. So my question is, when everyone was single, so way back then, shot at Roz in brackets, you know?
Yeah.
Did everyone have a signature move or any move you used to pull on the first date?
First of all, that's not a shot. The fact that I've been in a long-term, loving, wonderful relationship. Oh, burn.
No, I think the burn, they're just referencing your age, old. I think.
Yeah. Not oh.
Damn it, Maury, what was your
Everybody
signature move?
Everybody has moves.
Oh, offering a massage.
Oh, bleh. Oh, no. Yeah. When you just meet someone?
If they're hot.
Okay, wait. Let's roll. Okay, so Shem, I'll be the bar, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Shem, you are hot patron number one.
Awesome.
Okay, damn it, Maury, you are potential predator, but also sort of interesting, trying out a move for the first time with no sort of ill intentions, okay?
No, but this always happens when we're back at my place.
No, you're right in the bar.
Oh, okay. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, man?
You want to dance for a little bit?
Yeah, I'm down with that. Let's
okay,
do
cool. And when we're done dancing, yeah. How would you like to come back to my place for a massage?
Yeah, I'm going
to
leave right now. Thanks.
Okay. No, that's the first 6 seconds of talking to the guy.
I imagine that's how it would go 100% of the time. Okay, try. Okay,
after this
okay,
dance,
here.
How about you come back to my place for a massage?
Okay.
Maury's hands and like T-Rex arms when he's dancing.
Okay, Maria, now, unfortunately, you have to play the role of gentleman number two, okay?
Okay.
Once again, I will be the bar.
Okay.
I've never done this with a woman. Okay.
No, she's a guy. She's playing a guy.
Oh, act guy.
Okay. Her name's Mark.
Mark? Okay. Mark, what's going on? Good to see you again.
Hello, good to see you too.
Oh, hey, remember you said you're going to buy me a drink?
I did.
Yeah, oh, thank you. You know, it's getting quite late. Do you want to go for a walk?
Where?
And then I'll give you a massage.
No, thank you.
Okay. Do you want to go for a walk? Okay. Where? And then I'll give you a massage.
Okay. Mocha, you are gentleman bachelor number three.
Okay, here we go.
Come on down.
Oh my God, I haven't seen you around for a while. You've been good?
I've been great, man. Are you kidding?
Oh my God, it looks like you've been working out.
Oh, 3 times a week.
Oh, you,
for now.
Did you just come from the gym now? I should massage your arms.
Yeah, I'm going to just go the other way. Did you just come from the gym now? Can I massage your arms?
You're telling me you look sweaty from the gym?
You have zero game whatsoever, Maury.
Hello, 911.
Yes, what's your emergency? All of it. Next DM, please, Maria.
Abina says, what is everyone's pet care routine? For example, I have a standard poodle, Luna, and we brush her teeth every night, take her on 2 walks, and are trying to brush her every night as well.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a lot.
All right, Maria.
Yes.
Your routine with Romeo, the dog.
I'm going to time this. Hold on.
By the way, remind everybody, what kind of a dog is he?
He's a Yorkie.
Okay.
Okay, so if we're just talking about throughout the day, I'll take him for a walk, and then I wipe his paws and his areas every time he comes in and out of the house.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean his areas?
His, like bum and his little pee-pee.
Like, why?
Because what if he peed outside?
But then he peed.
And then I have to wipe him.
No, he licks it.
He licks it.
No.
But he's going to lick it anyway.
And then what if he licks my face? No.
But he's going to lick it anyway.
Well, I don't
At
care.
Some point when he's not
I'd
in the room.
I'd rather him lick a clean pee-pee than a peed pee-pee.
But he's going to lick his pee-pee.
We'll let him lick it when it's clean.
And he does it when you're not in the room. And then...
And he comes and licks your face after. Or
I
at some
wipe
point.
It with baby wipes.
Okay.
You wipe his pee-pee with baby wipes.
Yeah, and his bum.
But is that safe for him to then lick?
Yeah, because they're dog graded baby wipes. They're unscented. They don't have any like... really chemicals in it. They're natural.
Yeah. Do you say cute things to him while you're wiping it? Like, that's a dirty pee-pee.
Oh, yeah, and I'm like, the predator.
That's
I'm like,
a dirty,
give me your paws,
dirty pee-pee.
And then I'm like, okay, give me your bum bum, and then I'll leave his mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any time for your pee pee.
Give me your pee pee. Give me your pee pee.
Wow.
And then I'll give him a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, good boy, go.
Okay, when you and your boyfriend Louie walk the dog, when you guys walk Romeo, are you the one that's always cleaning the dog when you get back home? Or is Louie sometimes responsible and then he has to also talk and say, give me your bum bum and give me your pee pee?
So Louie's done it before, but I've like observed how he does it and it's not even like he barely wipes him. So I'm like, I'll just take over. Because I like to make sure I get in between his little paws and make sure the dirt's out. Mm-hmm. And then if it's he's wet, I'll use a towel to make sure that, like, either dry.
So with our dogs, we do minus the wipe in the of the butt unless they have, like, an explosive poo. Mm-hmm. And you got to clean the fur back there. Mm-hmm. But we will wash their feet or wipe their feet depending on what the weather is like outside. If it's, like, a nice, like, warm day where there's, like, no dirt or whatever, then they just come right back in.
You don't
the house.
Shower the pee-pee?
No.
No, he gets showered every time he goes in and out of the house.
Crazy.
Next DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Fiona says, what happens when Maury doesn't find enough FMLs each day? Does he get into trouble? He really hassled me to submit my FML. Like, he couldn't even wait an hour for me to reply with my story. Please don't make him feel bad, though. I thought it was really funny.
More out here harassing. No, but like we haven't had a situation where we couldn't get an FML on the show because we have them every single day. And
I would just say that generally is Maury's just aggressive nature when it comes to doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, is that like I'm not saying anything negative, Maury.
No,
right?
And you have to. I think people have to realize that the amount of FMLs, like I have to book every single day, but I don't want them to sound the same.
Right.
So I like to if somebody says, hey, I have an FML, I want to know what it is right away, because if it's something I've never heard before, then it trumps everything else. So I have a list, and just like when I'm paying my bills, there's like a hierarchy, like people move around, and you know, if an FML is, if we had a sad FML, I'd like to have a lighthearted FML, or something that is family related, then maybe something work related. So there's a lot of tree climbing to do.
And I would say generally with so much stuff on this show, like urgency is just the mandate, right? Like, but that pressure is not put on you by anyone else. It's just everything is so minute to minute when doing this show that everything is urgent.
And I'll say I'm super, like, I'm very nice with the people. I just say, like, hey, I'd love to know what your FML is right away because it might be something I need for the next day. What?
Nothing.
Thank you for all of your DMs.
What's your FML?
Appreciate the time that you take to DM us. Keep them coming in because they get to Maria. Maria brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.